Gear up today with the latest Houston Texans, Nike jerseys, women's and kids' apparel, T-shirts, hats, and much more at the Go Texans store. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and online anytime at shop.houstontexans.com.
Well, I think it's just a fantastic event. Last year was my first time doing it. Knowing that, this weekend or this week, it'll raise just upwards of $400,000. Over time, it's raised $4 million for the city of Houston. It just says a lot of...
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, coming to you from beautiful Shadow Hawk Golf Course. This guy right here, Ryan Mallett, ready to tear up the course. I know you play next door, but how's your game going?
I can't wait. It's decent. Hopefully I know where it's going today. I just swing and pray it goes straight. So we'll see how that goes.
Hopefully that's not how you attack when you're
definitely
out on the
field. I got a little more control in the football field. So that's why I'm a professional football player, not golfer.
All right, let's start with talking a little bit more about, you guys being out here and, all the guys coming out here. I know everybody was out for JJ's tournament last week, the softball tournament, but just being a part of the community and really this one specifically, Mr. McNair, a cause that's very near and dear to his heart.
Yeah, it's always good to give back, and just being out here, our teammates are out here and the coaches are out here, so it's fun. It's also kind of a team bonding kind of thing, and you get to meet a lot of people you might normally not get to meet, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready to do it, and it's for a good cause, and so... Can't beat that.
You get to be on this show. You can't beat that
exactly.
Either.
You get to be on this show.
Let's talk about, you've been out there with the guys now for a couple weeks, meeting some of the younger players. Just sort of your thoughts on kind of where the team is going. And Brian Hoyer's out here today. We're going to talk to him in just a little bit. But I know you guys have had a chance to get to know each other a little bit as well.
Yeah, I've known Brian for a little bit now from New England days. But right now we're working on getting better every day. The new guys are in now, so we gotta help them along, take them under our wing, and kind of show them the offense and show them what we expect from them. And it's just fun being out there working out with the guys every day. We got everybody here, so it's always a plus.
Well, how looking at last season, limited opportunity for you, a few games in which you did really well, then obviously went out with the injury, but coming back now, what's kind of the goal and what's most important for you to prove at this point?
Right now for me, it's just getting better every day, not taking any steps back, and just improving every day on all different aspects of my game, the film room, on the field, in the huddle, things like that. So I'm just trying to be a better player every day. So
does that competition, having a guy like Brian Hoyer, as you said, someone who someone who you guys push each other, how much does that sort of help you in that process?
It definitely helps the team. We've known each other. We know how each other works, so that's good. It helps the team. There's a lot of camaraderie right there, so and it makes us better every day going out competing.
Such a huge improvement last season from the year before. Now the coaching staff has been in place for a year. Everybody seems a lot more comfortable out there in those days that we've seen you guys out there so far. How much do you think that affects kind of you guys as an entire team, and knowing that everybody can kind of just relax and kind of put their nose to the grindstone and move forward?
Well, I don't know if there's any relaxing, but it's better knowing how the coaches work and what they expect of us, every day of the season, every day in the off season. So it helps us to know what to expect, and nobody's coming in nervous. It's good. It's good for us.
All right, so you ready to go?
I can't wait. I need to warm up first.
All right, I'm going to let you warm up. We've got to take another time out here on the show, but don't go away. We'll come back with the other guy who's pushing him for some competition, Brian Hoyer. Stay with us.